Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
My name is Kendall Rowe. My address is 31 Vista Court, and we're all here in favor of our old coach. I proudly served as a cross-country indoor track and track athlete, dedicating 6 years to this program. Even after graduating, I continuously support the team, and I found it utterly unacceptable how allegations and things were being said about our old coach. Throughout my years under his guidance, he consistently prioritized our team's well-being and treated us with the utmost respect. He pushed us to reach full potential, always making time to address our individual needs. Under his mentorship, I witnessed firsthand the transformative power of his leadership. He wasn't merely just a coach, but a mentor who invested his time and energy into shaping us into better athletes and, more importantly, better individuals. His dedication to our success went beyond the confines of the track and cross-country course. He was always there to lend an ear and offer guidance and support. His unwavering dedication and commitment surpass any other coach I've encountered in this program. It is disheartening to see his character called into question on these baseless accusations. From my own experiences and countless testimonies of others, it is abundantly clear that his impact is overwhelmingly positive. His coaching style has always been positive. As a coach, he has always sought to support and not harm or offend anyone. I believe as a community, we should not allow rumors to tarnish his reputation as a coach, and the contributions that he's made has been nothing short but exemplary.
I will speak. My name is Hunter Raumstrout. I live at 210 Rosewood Drive, and I would just like to say that I've been with Sis for the past 4 years, and the way that he went about carrying himself and addressing our team and being a coach, he's really a man that you want to compete for and you want to be successful for. He was always there for us whenever we needed him, and he's just, the amount of years that he's spent here, the amount of hours that he put into this team, it's really, I've never seen a coach put in that much hard work and dedication. I'd also like to shed some light in our current situation with coaching. I do not believe it is very adequate for our team and our needs, especially being a distance runner. I have not gotten the right training since he has left, and we need some fixes there. Thank you.
Thank you. My name's Daryl Hurdle. I'm the head custodian at East Senior. I'm also the president of CSEA 6716 in West Seneca here. I represent the following job titles: clerk typist, senior clerks. These ladies and gentlemen run our buildings. Represent account clerks, principal clerks, and transportation clerk. Represent our registered nurse coordinator, our registered nurses, and our licensed practical nurses. These ladies treat, diagnose, and care for our children, including some of the students with the highest medical needs of all our kids. See the nurses of all our kids that see the nurses daily and who carried us through this pandemic. The administration is always discussing the dwindling student population. Do you know what hasn't dwindled? Hasn't gone down since I've been in West Seneca schools? The square footage of our buildings. In fact, the square footage our head custodians and our custodians, our laborers are responsible for, has increased. These important staff members clear our sidewalks from the massive snowstorms we get. Anyone see them ending? Anyone see the snowstorms ending? We also fix the hundreds of toilets, urinals, and sinks the students have vandalized. Hell, we regularly face vapes from the toilets and urinals that a board member recently told his children grab and toss in the toilet. Our cleaners, these employees keep our buildings clean, safe, and sanitized, disinfected. I said disinfected. With the pandemic in our rearview mirror, do we not disinfect any longer? We represent our head maintenance mechanic and his maintenance mechanics crew. They repair our plumbing, electrical, and HVAC systems, and so much more when they are not repeatedly building offices all over West Seneca for the administration to move. We represent the computer support assistants who fix and maintain our over 5,000 Chromebooks, with a micro-technical support specialist who also maintain various other computers, alarms, and phone systems throughout the district. We have a TV tech that's helping live stream this meeting, a head grounds worker and his crew of grounds workers, so many athletic fields, games, and practice fields, acres of grass to cut and maintain. Again, the student population is down. Acreage has gone up for our men and women of the grounds department. These fine people get our driveways cleared and salted long before many of us start our day. We represent the cooks, assistant cooks, food service staff that feed our students breakfast and lunch every day, our school lunch monitors, who sometimes get upwards of 120 kids in a cafeteria with little to no help. We represent over 130 incredible teacher aides. Can't even begin to describe the incredible work these men and women do with our students. We represent our security department, consisting of security admin, security lead officers, and security officers. They greet anyone arriving to our buildings, ensuring the student safety. Our transportation department, bus drivers, and attendants. These people are the first of any district employee to see and greet our kids every day, take pride in delivering their precious cargo every day, then to get them home safely. We also represent our print shop with one offset printing machine operator and a senior offset printing machine operator. Every student employee, whether known or not, are touched by these two important members. They have exclusively printed everything from forms we fill out on a daily basis to the yearly calendar, curriculum for math, science, and foreign languages, to many more to list. They follow the guidelines and do district mailings. As said, they impact every aspect of our children's education. In January, we're made aware there may be some budget constraints that would cause possibility of cuts. Then February 2nd, without warning, Channel 2 ran a story about a deficit in staffing cuts. And a newsletter went out to parents and the public. This newsletter was accidentally cut from the staff for about 24 hours. No communication that it was going to be sent. In that newsletter, it was stated the district was slated to lose $650,000. And a message to me that day, reality, we have a $4.2 million deficit. Now it's said to be $9 million. What is it really? In an article run by the Buffalo News, it was said administration would sit with open and constructive dialogue. Well, I can tell you as president, I guess that means sit and look at us while we talk, because I don't feel anyone has listened or heard us, included us, to help solve this budget issue. I have heard, as it has been broadcasted in news meetings, how our CSEA support staff will be affected, our brothers and sisters, our teachers, and WISTA will be affected. What we haven't heard is anyone above teacher being affected. No one is discussing how much admin has grown since 2019 or who there will be affected. Decimating one, two, or three departments within CSEA, probably our lowest paid employees, essentially kicking the can down the road, searching for the real problem. One last thing is, we are CSEA, approximately 70% of us live in the district, and we do vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, Board of Education. My name is Holly Quinn. I live at 128 Cranwood Drive. I've been in public education for nearly 30 years, and all that time I've worked for West Seneca Schools for 22 of them as both a teacher and an administrator. I am also a West Seneca taxpayer and parent. Two of my children have graduated from East Senior, and one is currently a sophomore at West Senior. If anyone has a vested interest in the operations of this educational community, it is me. My time is not merely a handful of months, but over 20 years serving this educational community. I've been part of the fabric of this district and have worked in high needs and low needs buildings and know firsthand what our students deserve. I've regularly spoken to hundreds of parents, and I find myself being asked so many reasonable questions about the district's financial situation. So in an effort to take an independent look, the Administrators Union took a closer look at the district's ST3 annual financial reports, as well as information from the Comptroller's office. It appears that over the past 3 years, the district has had the foresight to overestimate and underspend by millions of dollars. So we thank you, Will Thiel, for your great work, which has created a healthy fund balance to be used to offset a time where there is a loss of funding, such as the federal aid. So the question must be asked, if the district knew that the money was available for only a limited time, how is it that the district isn't prepared for this loss, which also does not match the report? Further, in the Comptroller's fiscal rating of the district rates exceptionally well. On a scale that goes up to 100, with 100 being the worst, West Seneca is below a 7. While some neighboring districts who are laying off staff and increasing class sizes are in the mid-90s. So it appears the district will end the school year with over $6 million in surplus. Assuming no transfers are made to restricted accounts, there will be an unrestricted fund balance of over $11 million. So one might ask, why isn't anyone talking about this money being used to offset the fiscal concerns for next school year? Why isn't anyone talking about Assemblyman Burke's work to fully fund foundation aid, which would prevent layoffs? Why would anyone believe raising class sizes to numbers in the mid to high 20s is the best interest for our students? Why are we cutting programs? Why has the district not reached out to any of the bargaining units for input or alternate ideas? Why would a budget be presented now? It's still too premature. Over 6,000 students are relying on you to gather more facts. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Craig Ersing, 9 Alexander Road in the town of West Seneca. I stand before you today as a proud graduate, employee, and lifelong resident of the community, and also spokesman for the elected officer of the 627 of the best educational professionals in the state who are apprehensive about what we believe to be a manufactured crisis. WISTA has a proud history of working collaboratively with the board and administration during difficult times. We've always sought to do what is educationally sound for our students and financially right for this community. Since February, the budget gaps have changed, the monies drawn from reserved have changed, and the reasons behind these gaps have changed. The only plausible solution, of course, drastic reduction in the teacher workforce. This type of rash decision making coupled with the lack of transparency makes it difficult for us to trust these decisions. Trust the numbers that are being presented, and ultimately to support the decisions that are going to be made. Of all the districts in Western New York, West Seneca is one of just a handful of districts with a proposed plan to cut positions. Hamburg has already announced fiscal mismanagement. The loss of American Rescue Plan funds and the foundation aid affects every district, but West Seneca is the only one proposing drastic cuts. This is a manufactured crisis. A few weeks ago, WISTA was requested and was granted a copy of the district's ST3 form, all 60-some pages of that. This is a financial form that each district in New York State is required to submit to the state each year, formally providing their district financials. In 2020-21, the district projected a $5 million budget gap, but they ended the year with a $6 million surplus. In 21-22, the district projected a $3.5 million gap, but ended with a $8 million surplus. In 22-23, the district projected a $5.6 million gap, but ended with a $8 million surplus. In the last 3 years, the district has accrued just shy of $22 million. This stems from a pattern of overestimating expenditures and underestimating revenues, not the American Rescue Plan, not foundation aid. This is a manufactured crisis. At the March board presentation, I have slide 32 here. The interim superintendent shared that the district's recent history of reserves, otherwise known as their savings account, shared the reserve balance had gone from $14 million in 2018 to $23 million in 2023. Our savings account went from $14 million to $23 million. This is a manufactured crisis. Also at the March presentation, the cost of self-funded insurance was shared as an increase of 10%. That was also shared tonight. That number actually is correct. But here's what you're not being told about that per 10%. Last year, the teacher's health care cost to the district was an increase of 2% per member, which amounts to an overall increase in the budget of 8.5%. Because of our fiduciary responsibility and our management, we manage our own funds. The overall cost to the district was just over 8%. The district managed health care costs for entities outside of the Teachers Association was more than double at 20%. This is a manufactured crisis. The interim superintendent would have you believe that the expiration of the American Rescue Plan and the reduction of New York State Foundation aid has created a massive financial emergency. The reality is, however, it's simply not true. The rationale for reduction stems from review and an evaluation of needs versus wants. These cuts are not needs, they are the wants. Why does upper administration want to cut these positions? We've not been concluded in any review or evaluation. Therefore, it can be concluded that these cuts are based on the wants of an interim superintendent and not the needs of the community, the staff, or the families. Make no mistake, these cuts, if approved, will affect class sizes, programs, and the families within this community. It's a manufactured crisis. Every year, as my colleague had shared with you, the New York State Comptroller grades each school district's financial stress on a scale from 0 to 100. 0 is the best, 100 is the worst. West Seneca is at 6.7 out of 100 fiscal stress. 30 seconds. This is a manufactured crisis. This budget is not being presented to lower taxes, and we are not arguing to raise taxes. We are using the numbers furnished by the district. We see the pattern. And it's no wonder we weren't invited to be stakeholders and come to the table to resolve this crisis. It's because there isn't one. When he is gone, we all, the board and all the people in this room, are going to have to fix these problems. I'm going to reiterate, 6.7 financial stress rating out of 100. Like you, we want the new superintendent to be successful. They are being set up for chaos, conflict, and failure. The West Seneca Teachers Association is proud to be a part of the solution, and we want to be a part of the solution. Our ask to the board is very simple. We'd ask that you meet with us, the bargaining units, and the administration that is necessary to develop a budget that is fiscally responsible while preserving the staffing, class sizes, and programs that the residents of this community have come to expect. Lastly, when the talk of potential layoffs have surfaced, we approached the interim superintendent about working together, and we were told that's not how school districts operate. That's how it's done in West Seneca. These are not positions. These are our students, these are people, and these are families.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.